Log Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Every morning. Social media out there. Facebook. YouTube. All the other social media out there. Good morning to you. And welcome to Cal Church Incorporated, where our pastor's Bishop Matt Craig, and we welcome you into our service this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So now we will have our prayer of our Elder Prevost.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together with your name, Lord. Oh,
thank
you, Lord. We want to ask that your spirit be present and be moved in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you hallelujah, amen. And a prayer request on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Casting out his name, Lord, but we put him on your throne of grace on this morning.
Yes.
Trust everybody that has a prayer of grace. You know, each and every one of our individuals, Lord. And how you can fulfill them all, Lord. And we ask with all things that your will be done and not ours, Lord. And we just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And Lord, we ask to speak them on this morning, Lord, from the top of our head to the toe of our feet, Lord, today, Lord. And once again, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now we have our prayer by Sister Tifa. I mean scriptures.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from Psalm 24, starting at verse 8. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates. Even lift them up, you let everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Amen. Thank you for the scripture reading, Sister Katisa. So now that we have a testimony, we're somewhat underneath the hair about how what God has brought you to. Maybe not today, yesterday, but years ago. Or how he brought you out of darkness and over to his mother's light. You know, how he kept you while you were out there doing all kind of crazy stuff. You know, and but he kept you, that he had a purpose and a plan for your life. So, Anne, who will be the first to tell God goodness today? Amen.
I just continue to thank God for, you know, I thank God that God hears the heart and he sees the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was, you know, not with God, you know, I had a desire to do the right thing, but I was going about it the wrong way.
Right.
And I'm glad that God heard my heart and led me the way.
Amen.
Even when I didn't know which way I was going, or how was I supposed to do it, even when I wasn't even aware of his presence over my life, he saw, he heard, and he listened. And I thank God for it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. No, I agree with you, sister. Because I know I was out there doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And so God knew what he wanted me to be right here at this time. Because I said, if I had known that I would marry a preacher, I would never marry him. But God knows. He knew the plan that he had for my life. And I didn't know, but he knew. And I thank him for that. I mean, he brought me, he had me all this stuff I was doing that I know his hand was on me, because it wasn't the day that I got saved, I would never have got saved if I wanted to desire to be saved. Because you can do nothing you don't want to do, you don't want to do it. So I knew, he knew it was time to bring me from out there over to his life, because I probably wouldn't made it back that Sunday if I had went and just saved that Sunday. I probably wouldn't have made it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't have probably died. But if I did, but I figured that he knew my heart and the plan that he had for me. And the plan was just right here. So I just thank him, you know. Yeah, anyone, and well, any more testimonies this morning? Anyone online? Facebook, just put in the comments. I'm going to read it later. Thank you. So now, I guess the praise team can come on up. Yes, come on, praise team can come up.
Amen, amen, this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give God praise on this morning. Hallelujah. Through your blessing to be back in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I worship you.
Yes, Lord, I worship you.
Yeah. To do all what? America work.
Now we're going to have Heather Prevost to come up and introduce his beautiful wife. She had been to work this morning, and he's going to come forth and tell all the beautiful things that she do for him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I give thanks on this morning, all honor to God, everybody that's here on this morning, everybody that's on the way, Praise God. Everybody that skipped to go to the game, we thank God for them too. Praise God on this morning. But it is my pleasure on this morning to introduce, amen, the speaker of the hour. Praise God. She is my beautiful wife. By help me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about none other than this beautiful woman right here. Amen. She just celebrated her birthday last week. Praise God. But she feels the same as the day I met her. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than my beautiful wife, Lady Aisha Primos. Praise God. The fourth woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. This morning. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise on this morning. Just a hand clap of praise on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. As I get situated. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for just being in the midst of us on this morning, Father. We just ask you just to cover us on this morning, Father, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, Father, binding up any work of the enemy, any distractions, any type of discouragement, anything that is none like you that we walk in with, Father, I ask you just to bind it right now. Just bind it right now. Allow it to be under our feet, Father. And, Father, we just thank you on this morning for the word that's going to come forth, Father. We thank you for encouragement in advance, Father. We thank you for clarity. We thank you for understanding in advance, Father. And I just ask you to just cover me on this morning, Father. Be my mouth, Father. Be my very spirit, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. So I can bring a word to encourage your people, Father. And I just thank you, and we love you in your Son, Jesus' name. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning, we want to talk about forgiveness on this morning and the importance of forgiveness. You know, it was important that we be forgiven. Amen. It was important that God forgave us for everything that we have done. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? It's so we can get a chance to get it right, you know, to get a chance to get to know God properly. Amen. So he had to show us mercy, show us kindness, you know, so we would be able to live a life in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it was not God and never God's desire for no man to perish, but to become to a point of repentance. That's how much God loves us. Amen. Hallelujah. Did we deserve the forgiveness? No, we didn't. Amen. Hallelujah. But we thank God that he shined upon us and he wanted us to make it. He wanted us to know him. He wanted us to experience him. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank Lord. It's no amount of words of how much. Ain't no words to describe your goodness, Father. And Father, I just continue to thank you. We continue to thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, with the forgiveness and the mercy and the grace that God has given us, you know, it is our duty to also give out forgiveness and that same mercy and that same grace that God has given us. Amen. Hallelujah. God done it for us, and we didn't deserve it. So we can't look at other people and decide, hey, you don't deserve it, you know. Forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to start right here in Deuteronomy. Let's see. It's chapter 8. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 8. Let's see. Go to the top right here. So in Deuteronomy chapter 8, you can write it down. Go read it for yourself later. We always have to study to show ourselves approved. Amen. Hallelujah. So it reads, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way that which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there because right here in chapter 8, it goes on to like verse 1 to like 7. He's basically telling us, you know, when we was in a point of our lives, when we was in the wilderness, you know, we was We was blind. You know, we didn't know which way we was going. We really didn't know what to do when he came to God. So in the wilderness, he basically gave us understanding. He gave us the mercy to, you know, if we mess up, he forgive us. Try it again. Amen. Hallelujah. He taught us, you know, multiple things in the wilderness, and he gave us grace to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So I wanted to establish that. But in the wilderness, God had given us forgiveness. Amen. He has given us mercy. He has given us grace. Amen. Hallelujah. So if we skip down to verse 11, still in chapter 8, it says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God and not keeping his commands, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten or are full and hast built goodly houses in the world therein, and when thou herd and thy flocks multiply, they silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up. Thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So how many of you know it's easy not to forget God when you're in a place of lack, you're in a place of, you know, you need God, basically. You definitely need God. It's hard to forget God when you're in need of something. It's hard to forget God when you're hurting, when people are backstabbing you. You know, it's hard to forget God when family is turning on you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's hard to forgive God. But how many, you know, we don't want to get all this stuff when God finally blesses us with our good houses, our wives, our husbands, everything we ever wanted. We, for some reason, we forget about God. Now we feel like, okay, God, I don't need you no more. I got everything that I need. Amen. Hallelujah. He's reminding us of when he blesses us, don't forget about it. Don't forget about his commands. And one of them was to forgive. We have to forgive one another. We're going to all of them, but we just want to stay right here in forgiveness because we got to understand the importance of forgiveness. Amen, hallelujah. And that's going right along to my point number one. It says it's important to forgive because not everybody is awakened. Everybody's not awakened. Everybody doesn't know what you know. Everybody don't know God how you know God. Amen. Everybody don't understand God like you understand. Amen, hallelujah. Everybody's not awakened. That's why it's important to forgive. You're dealing with people who are blind. You know what I'm saying? You're basically dealing with babies. You know how when, you know, the babies, they like what, one, two, around two-ish, they start to want to run around, get into stuff, get into the cabinets, want to, you know, put stuff in the sockets and all that. You want to get mad. It makes you mad. You like, because, you know, you don't want to got to pay for this if this gets broke, you know. Then, you know, but the baby is not thinking about your broken cabinet or what's going to happen if I put something into the socket. Amen, hallelujah. They just experimenting, trying to see, you know, just trying to figure stuff out. And that's what we're dealing with, people who are not awakened. They are like those babies who just go around just doing stuff, experimenting, not thinking about consequences. Amen. So this is why it's important for us to forgive them, because they really don't even know what they're doing. Amen, hallelujah. They don't know what they're doing. So this is one reason why it's important to forgive. And let's see. We're going to go to, let me see. Is that Luke 17? Amen. No, Matthew 13. Matthew 13. I ask y'all to please, like, just to sit down. Please can go look for yourself and be reminded. Amen. Because we can't forget people who's going to make us mad. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Matthew 13. Amen. Matthew 13:11. Verse 10. It say, and the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, the disciples asked him, why are you talking to him in parables? You know, Jesus, when Jesus talked to the people, he had to basically use what they knew, you know. And at this time in the Bible, he used agriculture a lot because that was a big thing around that time. So Jesus had to use what the people know to get them to understand what he's saying. But he said, unto you, that's what we're just talking about, right? Unto you, it has been given the mystery to know the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we can think something is so simple. We think if we tell somebody something, it should be simple. This is common sense, what we call it. We call it common sense. Amen. Hallelujah. But really, in reality, common sense is not so common. Amen. Hallelujah. It's only common to the people who understand, just like you. It's common to them, but other people, it's not common to them. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to forgive them. We have to give them grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Another reason is that we all have been lied to in some form, shape, form, or fashion. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether it be politics, about relationships, about male, female, we've been lied to, you know. So everybody is drawing their own opinion about how relationships should be, how males should be, how females should be. And we're dealing with politics, and we've been lied about religion. We got different religions. Some people, Hebrew, Israelites. You got the Muslims, you got the Jews. You know, we've been lied to. Amen, hallelujah. Not everybody just want to be subordinate and just not want to do the right thing. Some people have genuinely been lied to, and they really believe these lies. Amen, hallelujah. And if somebody come and try to mess with it, amen, hallelujah, they're going to put up a fight. They're going to put up a defense. They're going to get mad. Amen, hallelujah, because they've been knowing this for years. And for you to try to disturb it, it makes them cold-hearted to tell me that everything that I've learned has been a lie. I've been believing this for 40 years. I've been believing this for 20 years, and you mean to tell me this is a lie? Amen, hallelujah. You can't. It's a certain way we have to approach those type of people. Amen, hallelujah. Even the Lord understood that. That's why he came to them with parables, because he understand that these people, let me put it in his words, let me go on down here to what it said. Let's see. 13:17. No, that ain't it. That's not it. Okay. Let's see. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see. Yes, ma'am, I still will. Take my time. Luke. But it says something to the effects of these people's heart has been hardened, basically. Their heart has been hardened. You see, I need to find this. I really need to find this real quick because I don't want to give you my words, my interpretation. I don't want to give you, like the pastor said, I want to give you the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see. 13. I told y'all, I promise I was ready. Thank you. Not it. Okay. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm just going to go ahead and keep it moving. But it said something to the effect of these people's hearts were hardened, you know, so it's hard for them to receive what you have. Amen, hallelujah. But it's important for you to forgive them, because in the scripture that I cannot find right now, it says that it's still hope for them. It says if they was to turn their ears to hear God, open their eyes to see, God would give them understanding. Amen, hallelujah. God would heal them if they were to open their ears and hear him. So it's still hope, though it seems like they will never change. God is saying forgive them because there's still hope there. There's still hope for them to get back. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Get there. 18. Amen. Hallelujah. Is anybody understanding on this one? All right. 13 and 15.
There it is.
For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest that any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, should be converted, and I shall heal them. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so there it goes. Still hope. So we have to forgive them, even though we feel like they long gone, they ain't never gonna change. There is still hope. Amen. Hallelujah. Because at one point it seemed like we was not gonna never change. It took us some years too. And we cannot forget about that. We tend to forget. When we get healed, when we get understanding, we get to a place where we can understand things. We forget about everybody else. Wait a minute. They need that same grace that you had. You got to remember, wait a minute. I ain't get it the first time either. But for some reason, we think, because we said to them, they supposed to get it right then or a week from now or a month from now. No. It's going to take them some time. We have to give them the same grace. Amen. Hallelujah. So, moving right along. Amen. Let's say, okay. Another reason that forgiveness is important is because we, let's see. Okay, so you have the ones that are awakening. You got the people who are awake. The people who are awake are the people who, they come to church, you know, they come to church, they get in a choir, you know, there are some preaching, some are prophetess, some are deaconess, you know, they're awake, you know, but we still have to give them grace also because they haven't came into the full knowledge of God. And I talked about this on, what day was that, Pastor? Friday, Thursday, about having, they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. Amen, hallelujah. So they have the heart to want to serve God. You know, they have, you know, they got a zeal. They're excited. They pump up to want to serve God, you know, but it's not according to knowledge. You know, they haven't put the time to serve God out for themselves. They're just doing what they have, what has been displayed to them, with how to serve God, how to look like God, how to act like God. They've been paying attention to what they have seen, but they have not yet search God out for themselves. So we also have to give not only the people who are not awakened and they're in the world and they're not in the church, but we also got to give mercy and grace to the people who are awakened, who are in church, because they still haven't came to the full knowledge of God. Sometimes we forget, you know, we like, okay, they're in church, they should know. You should know. No, not everybody in church knows. You know, just because you're in the building, it doesn't mean that you no. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to give them grace as well. Amen. Hallelujah. It don't matter who it is, preacher, prophet, minister. We talking about everybody. We don't care if you're standing right here in the pulpit preaching the word. You know what I'm saying? I'm preaching, but I still need some understanding in some areas. Amen. I still need my grace in some areas. Amen. I'm not claiming that I'm all the way there. Amen. Hallelujah. So even with the preachers, they need the same grace as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, understanding when forgiveness, don't get it twisted. It doesn't excuse the behavior. You know, it doesn't excuse their actions. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's important to forgive. So forgiveness brings deliverance. That's another thing. Forgiveness brings deliverance. When you forgive, you are loosing the foothold of the enemy, not only over them, but over you as well. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's another reason why it's important to forgive, because you can possibly be delivering somebody through forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. Most of the time, we only see the, you know, we only, when we think about deliverance, we think about, you know, coming to the point, praying for you, you get delivered right there. No. That ain't just it. You can deliver somebody just for simply forgiving them. Amen. Hallelujah. You can deliver yourself just for forgiving others. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if you not forgiving them, not only have you ever allowed Satan to work in them, you have allowed Satan to work in you too. Now both of y'all just going to be under the authority of Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. And we already said Satan can't cast out Satan, so he acting like Satan. Then Satan has the permission to stay because you have gave him that person, you gave Satan permission to be in y'all midst. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, the Bible mentions, to much, to whom much is giving, much is required. So if you being a person that have the understanding and you see that they don't have the understanding, you are the responsible to be the one to be a bigger person, what we call being a bigger person, because you know. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You have been given much knowledge. You have been given much wisdom and given much understanding. If you're the brother and sister in that situation. Amen, hallelujah. What you look like arguing with your little brother? You know they don't understand. Why are you arguing with them? Amen, hallelujah. They're like five. You like 20. And you arguing with them. Let it go. Forgive them. They'll get it. You know, sometimes you got to just plant the seed, move along. If they receive you in that moment, enlighten them. If they want to receive you in that moment, they got the seed. God is going to do the watering. He's going to either send somebody else, take them through something, remind them of what you said. It's going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. They might not receive it right then, but they will later on. How many of us had a time where somebody tried to tell us something? We didn't quite understand it in the moment. We didn't quite take it in the moment, but later on, we was like, I get it now. I get what mama was saying. I get what daddy was saying. I get what the preacher was saying or my sister was trying to tell me. I get it now. Amen, hallelujah. They're going to have those moments too, so don't walk away thinking, you can say, I tried. Yeah, it's good. You tried, but have expectation of God moving in that person's life. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We almost done already, y'all. Amen. Okay. Amen, hallelujah. Let's see. Hallelujah. Okay, I think this is the last one right here. Forgiveness also brings you forgiveness. Amen, hallelujah. If you forgive, then God will forgive you. That's what the word says. If you forgive, then God will forgive you. Most of, we can't be deceived in thinking, yes, God forgives us, but this is a continual forgiveness. Amen, hallelujah. So, but if you're not forgiving, guess what? God is not going to forgive you. He said that. If you're not forgiven, you ain't going to be forgiven. Amen, hallelujah. We know the story, and we don't love the unforgiving servant, right? Amen, hallelujah. He had debt, you know. Let's go to the story. Amen. Let's get it. Amen. Amen. Okay. 18. 21. That's right. Matthew. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I give him to 7 times 7. And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee, unto 7 times, unto 70 times. Hold on. Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay. Jesus said unto him, I said not unto thee, unto 7 times, but unto 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, all that he had, payment to be made. Ooh, that's a lot. Wife, kids. Oh, wow, okay. Okay, the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed and forgave him the debt. But the same servant, oh, Lord, here we go. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellowship fell down at his feet, besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he will not, but went and cast him into the prison till he should pay the debt.
Wow.
So when his fellow servants saw that was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord, oh, Lord,
okay.
all that was done. Then his Lord, after that, he had called him and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou hast also had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentor, till he should pay all that was due unto him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There you go.
You don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. God have gave Satan, which is the tormentor, full authority over you to you decide to forgive, and not just forgive, but don't hold nothing, that whatever they did against them. Till you forgive, you won't be forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. And some people wonder, why am I being tormented? Why am I disturbed? It's because you ain't forgive that person like you were supposed to. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So that was another reason why we should forgive, because we have to, in order to continue to be forgiven, we have to forgive out other people. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We make sure I ain't get forget. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yep. Yeah. That's about wraps it up. You know, that's the importance of forgiveness. You want to be forgiven, be forgive. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Is that the real time? Is that the real time?
The right time.
Oh, wow. Okay. We done.
Okay. Okay, the praise team is coming with one more song. Yeah, Amanda Aisha went to sing this song, so we're going to sing this song for her. And she got the album, so get what she wants.
Amen.
Amen.
Only one for me.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen. You forget to.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't no right. Don't cry in my way. As long as I'm alive, I don't cry. He's holding me.
Ain't no right.
Don't cry in my way. As long as I'm alive, I don't cry. He's holding me.
Come on and pray. He is holding me. As long as I'm alive, I don't cry. He's holy name. Come on and pray. He is holy name. Although I'm alive, I'm glorified.
He's holy
name. Ain't no tree.
Yes.
He's gonna lift his branches.
Uh-huh.
Along as I'm alive, I'm glorified. He's holy name.
Yeah.
Ain't no tree, gonna lift his branches. As long as I'm alive, I'm glorified his holy name. Come on and praise his holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'm glorified his
holy name.
Come on and praise his holy name. As long as I'm alive, I'm glorified. Ain't no bird, don't sing my song.
Holy name.
Come
And so, you know, Jesus always took them two by two. And so when we talk about ministry, everybody can have a gift. You got a gift to do something. Everybody's gifted in here. And then anybody used to use, need to use your gift. Because why would God give us the gift? And then we don't use it. How did they say you lose it? No, no, you use it.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
If you don't use it, you lose it. And that's what we got to get busy about doing something. I was thinking about something else, you know, about the kind of people that David, you know, when David first got started and he was running and went down to the cave of Adullam, and he had 300 men up in the cave. I know you can imagine how it was, there were 300 men. Now the car was spanky and but it was all to be, they were distraught, they were disturbed. Somebody called them the DBs, because they were just in bad shape, you know.
Destroyed and disturbed.
Yeah, destroyed and disturbed. And he went down into 300 of them, and they became the mighty men of David. And sometimes it's not always you go out looking for the best people all the time. Because some of them that you think that's bound, they're very smart. I found some of the most intelligent folks on crack.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you talk about intelligence, so nurses. Yeah, how do you know? You know how I talk. You know, how did you get on crack as smart as you is and you're a nurse? An RN at that. Lost her position. But she was intelligent. How did you get out of here? How did you do it? You know better. You know what I was saying to you. Maybe I wasn't saying it right. You know better. Don't tell me you're a registered nurse and you get out of here. But somebody needs to help them back in. Somebody needs to turn their life around. They just got on the wrong foot, you know. We all get out on the wrong foot sometimes, I call it. You start going the wrong way, you do the wrong thing. You get hooked up with the wrong crowd sometimes. And sometimes you do it, you get under pressure, right? You know, a lot of times we do things under pressure. You know, when we get the, I was thinking about somebody yesterday, they were just under pressure. They couldn't think right. Just pouring things. They want to settle down. I wonder why I did that. But a lot of people do things because they get under pressure. And a lot of times we get hooked on things is because we were just under pressure. We didn't know how to handle it at that time. And we went off. We got in our emotions. We got into our feelings. And then we got caught while we were there. You didn't intend to get caught. You didn't intend for it to happen. But you got to think about other people are the same way. But they didn't intend to be where they are. They didn't intend to get hooked. They didn't intend to do what they did, but it was done. And they're going to need just a little help to get them turned around. And so that is what we want to say we are here for. I'm going to be pushing this. Now, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 weeks or whatever it was. I was talking about how we're going to change from what we used to do. And we got to change this. That we have to be on the outside, not just on the inside. Huh? You don't have to have no degree. You don't have to. I mean, just a common sense. I think most of us in here got common sense. I don't want to assume. Y'all have a little common sense? We all have a little common sense.
Coming to
y'all. Hey, you got to what you just said. We can assume sometimes, you know, that they got it. But at least you can speak common sense. You know, you can talk. Now, I might have a problem with it, but y'all might not have a problem with that. But at least you can do that. And so let's get up and try to move out a little bit so that we can change things. You know, even if we don't have a crowd of people in here, we still could be made known out there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had 11 folks. He had 12, but he ended up with 11 people, and they ended up turning the whole world upside down. So it don't take a lot. It just takes somebody with a mind to work,
mm-hmm.
a mind to do something, that has made their mind up. I'm going to say something to somebody. I'm going to talk to somebody today. If you walk out the store, I'm going to say something to you. And no matter what they look like and who they are, I'm finding out more, you know, some of the people I thought, you know, you'd be thinking, you know, I thought it ain't crazy to do down here anyway. I saw this white person the other day at school, and I thought they was, well, it looked like they had a little money and all that. And then I started a conversation. And then when I started the conversation with her, 7-Eleven, I started the conversation with her, and I found out she, it didn't look like she needed nobody to talk to, but she needed somewhere to vent. She just wanted to talk. She liked to talk my head off. Went and bought my drinks and everything. You know, bought my drinks. You know, I go to, you know, get my doctor. She bought my drink, but she needed somebody to vent to. And I was surprised at her because she didn't look like.
She had no problem.
Yeah. She didn't look like she had no problem. It looked like she, you know, when you kind of got a nice car, kind of well-dressed. And then you don't think those people, you be looking at them, they don't need that. But she looks good. But here, she needs somewhere to vent. But they have a problem. And then I said, well, Lord, baby, we looking at the wrong folks. We looking at the wrong people. We're always trying to find that guy that, you know, he got one leg, and his hand about to fall off, and we running after him, and he don't even want to hear nothing you got to say.
He ain't got that many problems. We look and see he got a problem. He could like, no problem.
He could see it. And I was surprised. And then she said, let me pay for the drink. I said, oh, thank you. That's what I started the conversation with. And then I said, well, Lord, maybe I focused in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
We got to change what y'all's preaching. We got to
change our mind.
We got to change our mind, our view about this thing. You know, we've been looking, we've been just looking to see if they look like the clothes bag or, you know, don't look like they took a bath.
You know,
and we look at them and we're thinking, well, maybe those are the ones we need to be at. But then when I saw that, I said, well, maybe we got to change our minds. Some little people that go by you, they look, you got to just say hi to them or something. And so we got to change our focus, amen. Because they're the one that's worried. So that they lose their money, we're going to be laughing.
I
ain't having
to lose no
money.
That's why we don't have a problem.
And then I thought about, you know, some of the people who left their houses and they went out and started living on the street. And they said, well, man, so yeah, they're on the street, said, I ain't got no light bill, ain't got no water bill. As long as I give me something to eat every day, I'm working. Like, you're working like a slave, and you still ain't got nothing. So I'm doing all right. Wow, isn't that his thought? But when you really think about it, he might have better stuff than we got, right? We're working like slaves, and we never end up with nothing.
We never at home.
See you doing. But we're just trying to change our focus. Just stop passing by people that's looking like they got it together. And just say something. You'd be surprised at the conversation. So Jesus said, we don't even have to think what about what you're going to say. Because if we think about the Lord will give you what you say within that moment. Huh? And just start speaking to people, you know, just then they bless, they turn around and bless you. Wasn't that for the grace, but thank God for the grace, you know. Amen. And so I start thinking about this. So if we're gonna have some growth, the growth don't have to be on the inside. The growth don't have to be in the building, what I'm trying to say. The growth don't need to be in the building. Now I see, you know, when I thought about Sister Valerie when she was here, you know, she had about 15 people on her job. And the Bible study with every day. Good? That's how we said, I don't think for one, maybe one or two of them ever been back. I was supposed to baptize one of them, but never did get around to it. But she had about 15 people on the job. Well, that's ministry.
Amen.
And some of you with the group that you're with, that can be ministry. I mean, talk about whatever's on your heart to talk about. Maybe abuse. And y'all get on the line, it's the niece. She's going to be flapping her lip all morning about it. She's bad on what you call that abuse? Domestic violence. And she's always talking about domestic violence, you know. And maybe somebody needs to be talking about domestic violence. Now maybe you need to have a class on domestic violence. You know what I mean? Or whatever it is. And so all of us got to get a mind. What we got to do? We all got to get a mind to work. A mind to do something. Have something going because we are all leaders. Everybody in here is a leader. You're a leader, young lady. What's your name?
Amen.
You are a leader. You are a leader, and you need to start asking God in prayer and to see what it is God wants you to do. You know, you can start while you're young, and when you get old, you already be there. You won't have to be like us trying to get there after we got old. Amen.
Amen.
Well, y'all with me today?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, if I don't talk about this, then it won't ever happen, amen. And so I've got to speak about it to try to get your mind going in that direction. So, well, what is it that I can do, you know? You ever ask the question, what is it that you can do? You know, can I won't get where I can just, I mean, I know we talk about thieves, but a lot of stuff we give people, I found out with these clothes, that even a poor folks don't want some of the clothes you know. If you ain't got no brand name, you gotta have brand name, they don't even want. I don't want to think about shit, but if you got brand name, they don't even want, you know.
I got taste though.
So you'd be surprised about that. But the things that they do need, they need a word.
Amen.
And that word can be fresh at all times. That's something they really need sometimes. Because if they get a good word, they can get up from where they are. Because most people are in the condition they're in because of the way they think.
Amen.
And so they need a mind change. And maybe you could help them change their mind. Were you trying to put them down? You're just trying to change their mind and go in a different direction, because when they start going in a different direction, they're going to have a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going the same direction, you're going to end up in the same place. And that's what I wanted to get out this morning, you know, about ministry, you know, hospital, nursing home, prison ministry. Anybody ever been in the prison ministry?
That's when I was in there.
Well, I used to go to Lincoln, Nebraska, and Brother Price, and every time I was up there, that's most of what we did was prison ministry. And they had all girls prison out there in York, Nebraska. Went out there and I baptized some people, got some saved, and a lot of them were. Their father was unforgiveness. Something that the Pam had did to him, they ran away from him. Something that their daddy did to him, they ran. I just can't forgive my dad. Pastor, I just can't do it. But when I got them to repent, man, they broke down, they cried, they got saved. And then got baptized, were ready to baptize. Then went to the men's prison. They had this prison that was, every time I went up there, it was, kind of prison that you might have even called it a prison. they get up 8 o'clock in the morning, they go.
Oh, minimum security.
Yeah, they go to work and they go out and come back. You got to, I went back home before I came. And they sit around playing dominoes, playing cards, watching TV. They just have a good time. And I said, well, this prison?
Oh, they did. They did a real high class money crime to get there.
But I went in there because the register is there. And they were very accepted. But then you find out there was a lot of them in there that was smaller than you were. How about the Bible?
Oh, I'm a preacher on the street.
Yeah. And so we got to learn how to also how to get equipped to deal with false, with the falsehood. And so we're going to have to start taking time so that we can deal with the falsehood, so that we can deal with the, what they call it, what you call it in the world, whatever type of religion they are.
Oh,
you're talking about the Muslims?
Yeah, the Muslims and the
Buddhists.
I don't worry about the Buddhists too much, but for the Muslims and stuff who use the Bible, those are the ones that want to relinquish Jesus. And that's the spirit of the Antichrist. You know, all of them got an Antichrist spirit. In any religion that don't acknowledge Jesus as Christ is an Antichrist. And any religion that don't that said that Jesus didn't come in the flesh, that's Antichrist. And
they do believe in Jesus.
They believe he was the prophet, though. Yeah, he was a messenger. He didn't believe he was the Christ. He's on the way to come back. And so they're waiting on the Mahdi. See, the Muslim waiting on the Mahdi. They're waiting on him to come back and see, I think that's like a so-called Jews. I won't call them the real Jews, you know. And they waiting on the Mahdi, another name for it. But it's all the same thing. Some people are still waiting on the Christ to come. The Messiah to come. But we all, we're not looking for Messiah to come because he's already been. And that is why there are going to be people who don't believe that the Messiah has already been here. They're going to go with the Antichrist because they're looking for another man to come. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're on that wheel and ball over there. You see that? What was it? Did you go to Israel? Okay. They want to say they're on the wheel and ball over the wheel. You know, and they got their hats down over there. I mean, they got their hats down and they wailing, waiting on the Mahdi. Because they would know, it was, really it was, who was it that didn't accept Jesus? It was the Israel that didn't accept Jesus.
Jews don't accept
Jesus.
They make it illegal to say Jesus in Israel.
And so they waiting on somebody. Think see how the Antichrist
is. Israel saying it's the Muslim.
Yeah.
They lied.
That's what I hear. Farrakhan says they waiting on the mad beast, whatever that is. I don't know what that means. And so that means they waiting on the man. And so we got to deal with that, you know. Or even somebody just accept Jesus as the prophet and not Christ. Because if he wasn't no more than a prophet, then we don't have no salvation. He has to be the Christ. Any other thing, you know, any other, I have to get that out, amen. Any other thing? Announcement.
Speaking about the revival in January, so what is the date that we're looking at? I do be doing a whole lot.
Yeah, I see you.
Now, if y'all want to stand up now, your butt got hard, you know, you can stand up.
January.
And we're going to try to have a giveaway.
You said, okay, Craig, do it Friday because he's starting Friday. So you say Friday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Then I got my voice. The 20th and the 21st?
The December, January.
You got to wait till after they get broke, after Christmas, then they
yeah.
Got to get the pattern right. Like you just said, don't nobody want Jesus when you get here. Wait till they see the bill come, the MasterCard bill come.
Do y'all know how to count? You know, in is that Romans? Not
Oh, Romans.
I heard a guy was saying the other day. He said, "Do you realize the calendar is wrong?"
The 13th or either one of them weeks.
Okay. I'm just trying to tell you. When you think about it, you know, octet means octet is a 8-8 side.
So you're talking about, I told folks it's going to be the 8th. July and August are named after Julius Caesar.
I heard somebody saying that today. But when I thought about septet, it's 7. And September should be the 7th month.
Yeah.
That's
why you think you live a shorter life, but you're not, because each month is only supposed to be 10 months.
But I'm saying, what one, two, three.
And we forgot about y'all was on, and God bless you. Amen. In Jesus' name.
You are the last party in the conference.